Rainey on the line in Bayview. G'day, Rainey. How are you?
I'm really well. How are you going?
Not good. Too good.
What form of glory? What brag story are you hanging on to, Rainey?
Well, it was about 10 years ago. My sister and I were down in Brisbane, and we heard a promotion that Darren Lockyer was going to be at Amart All Sports.
Okay.
And they were raffling a Broncos Guernsey.
Right.
Well, everyone got a ticket as we went in, and Darren pulled out the winning number, and it was me.
Whoa!
So I got to pash Darren Lockyer, and my sister got in on the act, and I've got a magnet on my fridge with Darren, my sister, and I.
Oh, nice!
You really got to kiss him?
Absolutely, I did.
Did he taste like crushed glass and gravel? Because that's what he used to gargle with every morning, I believe.
I just, like, I'm going to get a little bit deeper into this. Mm. Was there tongue?
No.
Right.
Just got off at the cheek. No.
I bet he tried though, Rainey. I bet he tried.
Of course he would have.
Rachel in the knob. Rach, what about you? What's your brag story? What form of glory are you still hanging on to?
Oh, my God. I don't know if I'd call it a brag story, but it's a funny story.
Right.
It does involve a bit of a pash too. So,
was there tongue?
It's typical. Go straight to the detail.
I'm not very shy, but I might be blushing right now.
Right. And who was the pash with and where?
It may have been at the Putto in Brisbane, and
right.
It might have been included maybe a few too many beverages and Warwick Kappa.
Warwick Kappa?
Warwick Kappa!
The man with the tightest shorts in footy. What year,
I know, right?
was he at the peak of his fame at that point, Warwick Kappa, or was he doing a nightclub appearance for $50 and a drink card?
It would have been that, the right. Nightclub the token nightclub appearance.
Right.
And did you walk away from that kiss going, not a bad kisser?
I can't remember.
Okay. One too many tequilas. Nice one. Pashing Warwick Kappa.
Paul in Smithfield, what is your form of glory?
I can honestly say I haven't pashed any football. but did I ever tell you that I am a carryover champion on Wheel of Fortune?
Really? Wow.
Yes, they used to film, this is back in the days of John Burgess and Adriana.
Right, yep.
And I was losing miserably, and in the very last round spun up top dollar and blitzed the field.
Yes.
And at the time, you'd have to spin the wheel for a big prize.
Yep.
And I got the next best prize to a car, which was cash, I think it was $4,000 in a bank account.
Wow.
One more click and I'd have won the Faf sewing machine pack.
So are you spewing? Would you rather go home with the Faf sewing machine package?
Honestly, I would have probably walked home from Adelaide if I'd have had that.
On Wheel of Fortune, do you remember the word or the saying that you had to guess?
Yeah, the big one in the final round was a phrase.
Right.
And it was, there's no time like the present.
Okay.
Right.
Well played. That's a great story.
It was one of those moments where I knew what the phrase was because of the, like, there's an apostrophe in the word there's, and I guessed it very quickly and very early on, but it felt like one of those slow motion moments where the brain wasn't connected to the mouth properly, and I thought I was going to screw it right up.
Right.
But yeah.
How many episodes were you on, or just one?
Two episodes. So I came back as the carryover champion and probably had a bit too much champagne in between each episode that they filmed, and I really no longer cared. So I got about eight grand's worth of prizes.